The Northern Territory Police are investigating allegations that a former Don Dale detainee who says he was abused in youth detention has received a death threat. The father of 14-year-old Kenny Rogan believes the threat has been made because of the chance his son will give his story to the Royal Commission. Jane Barden reports, and a warning, her story contains some graphic details.
Colin Rogan is taking a call to his mobile on Wednesday evening extremely seriously.
Oh, it's just life-threatening towards mainly my son. When I asked the caller to come around and speak face-to-face, he told me he'd come around night-time when we're asleep and kill the both of us.
What did the caller sound like?
He sounded like a person that's got authority. A bit of authority in his life, and only certain people talk like that. Clear, precise and to the point and very quick. He got his point across very clearly to me and frightened the hell out of me and my son.
Colin Rogan's cousin Ken Ormond says he was at the house when the call came.
I heard the last end of it where the caller said that he was going to come around and slit both of their throats, starting with his son first. And my impression was of that was it was pretty frightening, shocking. Yeah, it's just sickening.
Colin expects his 14-year-old son Kenny to give his story to the Royal Commission after it restarts in March. He believes the call was prompted by that, but he's not making direct allegations until he gets proof.
We have our assumptions on who it might be, and there's only a certain element of people in this town who are after kids who've been in trouble before.
Kenny went into Don Dale for the first of a series of petty crimes at the age of 10. He's alleging detention centre guards used a knife to strip his clothes off his body. Kenny's now living with his dad, and the call has made him more apprehensive.
I mean, is it making Kenny worried about giving his evidence to the Royal Commission?
Yeah, it does. And he's planning on doing it through written statements instead of going into the Royal Commission building and facing a, you know, like a Supreme Court situation.
Colin Rogan reported the threat to the NT Police, and he was given contacts for the Police Ethical Standards Committee. The NT Police have told the ABC it's investigating the allegations, and it treats all threats of this nature seriously. The Rogan family have had a difficult relationship with the police. Last year, when Kenny was facing charges, which he was later exonerated of, police officers continually called around to the family's house after midnight. The court imposed curfew conditions that officers said they were there to enforce on the teenager had already expired. The police sent the family two letters of apology in July and December. The family accepted the police apologies, and now Colin Rogan wants the force's help.
You can get this person to just lay off and not to do it again. Well, need be, jail the person, see how he likes it in the inside.
Colin Rogan, the father of former Don Dale detainee Kenny Rogan, speaking to Jane Barden.